Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. It's an honor to be with you guys, and my story is a little bit different because I'm a new farmer. I'm working on my fifth year as a full-time farmer. And starting out as a new farmer, there's so much you don't know. And it's been incredibly helpful having NRCS and the new farm bill to help us through some really major obstacles and avoiding obstacles. So just to give you a little bit about my farm, we have five crop products. So we're a very diverse farm. We do commercial cows, commercial catfish, commercial broilers, and honey and organic produce. And each of these lines of business have unique challenges and unique opportunities. And the most important asset I've gotten from NRCS and the other agencies, along with this farm bill, has been the way you plan. If you're new to the business, you have to figure out what can be done and how it's best to go about that. They're instrumental in planning, but they're also instrumental in providing resources to support with those initiatives. I've received help in building fences and pipe and water lines and planting grazing grasses and hay grasses just on the commercial cow side of the business. And the one of my colleagues spoke about the disaster relief. The new farm bill just allowed disaster relief coverage for honeybees and catfish. And if you remember, we're in west central Alabama, and we're in the tornado belt and the hurricane belt. And so the damage that is done traditionally with the storm on pond levees is absolutely incredible. The cost is unwielding without the support from the disaster bill. And last year, we lost 70% of our honeybees through a tornado, and that relief will allow me to gear my bee operation back up and get back in the business of honey, because honey is essential and the pollination is even more essential. I participate in the pollination program with the NRCS, the high tone house program, the energy conservation program and my broiler houses. And so every aspect of the work that we do, we are partnering with NRCS, and without them, I'm absolutely convinced I would not be as far along in my fifth year as I am today. So thank you very much for the honor of sharing this with you. And I'm always here to partner with these guys and to share my information with other farmers.
For more information on how your operation could benefit from USDA programs, just contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.